Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. It's a full house today. Praise the Lord. So many people here to get our week off to a good start serving the Lord in His house. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for this time that we have, the beginning of the week, to start out in your house, worshiping you. Thank you most of all that we can worship you every day of the week, not just on a Sunday. Lord, I pray that you would speak through me, that the words that come forth from my mouth would be you, and that any word of untruth or word of pride coming from my mouth would fall to the ground. Thank you for all these brothers and sisters here, Lord. We pray that we could edify each other, be an encouragement one to another, and that you would have something for each of us this day. In Jesus' name, amen. I feel like this morning I don't have anything earth-shattering to share with you. Nothing new. But it was an encouragement to me, and I thought, well, it could be an encouragement to you as well. I was reading in Matthew. You can turn to Matthew chapter 5. It's the story of the centurion with the sick servant that he had. And I like to read, Matthew 8. I like to read in Matthew 8, verses 5 to 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. This man had faith and he had humility, which is in a way surprising based on who he was. So the centurion's, it's kind of obvious from the word, he had 100 men under him. He was a soldier, a professional soldier himself. And under him were 100 more soldiers. These men usually were at the front lines of the battle in front of their men. Usually led the charge into battle and they were the last to retreat. This is a brave man. He was a man under authority as well. So he understood how authority worked. His job was to make sure that his soldiers were trained and fit for battle and that they obeyed orders. In occupied territory, which is where this story was kind of told here in the Bible, the centurions were there to keep peace, make sure that problems didn't arise within the occupied territory, and make sure that the law was dealt out. So they were the backbone of discipline and command for the massive Roman army. Well, Jesus marveled at this faith. And he is not told about, or it's not said very often in the Bible that he marveled. There was one specific time in the Bible, other than this, that he did. Does anyone know when Jesus marveled? Yeah, unbelief. You can turn to Mark 6 to see another time where Jesus marveled. I'm going to read verses 1 to 6. Mark chapter 6, 1 to 6. And he, Jesus, went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. So, the Roman leader, this centurion, he saw it for what it was. He understood Jesus as a man walking on earth, but with the power of the and authority of the Almighty God within him. And not only that, but the centurion saw a man, Jesus, who could demonstrate that authority just by speaking. He saw all this, but not only did he see it, he believed it. He had faith. Shouldn't it have been the other way around? The centurion versus the hometown people, they grew up with Jesus, they knew him. But they said, Isn't this Jesus? It's just Jesus. This is just Jesus. He can't do that. He's Mary's son, right? The carpenter. And I had to think, a lot of us, many of us, have known Jesus all our lives, really. We didn't grow up with him in his town, but we know him. A lot of us have, all our lives since we were born, been taught Jesus. And the challenge that this gave to me is, am I going to be like the centurion, or am I going to be like the hometown people? Will Jesus marvel at my unbelief, or will he marvel at my faith? They said, Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? And they were offended at him, and Jesus could do no mighty work. Do I sometimes forget that he's the mighty Son of God? I guess we have a lot. We have a lot going in our lives, don't we? We have money to make and money to spend and we have houses to buy and godly life companions to find and babies to have and take clean up after and dishes to wash, and the list goes on and on of things that can make our faith, or can threaten at least to derail our faith. We have sick people to deal with and lost people, and we have to deal with our own selves, and we're sick and lost. But is that an excuse for not having faith like the centurion? What's the alternative to not having faith in these situations? It's fear, right? I know for me, when I lose my faith, or when my faith wavers, then I get fearful. And I get worried about all the unknowns in my fragile little life. What did Jesus say in Luke 4? He said, I have it written down here. Jesus, the ultimate teacher. He said, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus came to earth for us. He came to earth to set the perfect example for us to follow. It just takes some faith. And it takes a belief like the centurion that Jesus is the Son of God, here to save us and here to guide us through every step of our lives. So what's your life going to be like? What's my life going to be like? Will Jesus marvel at my faith or my unbelief? Will we just see Jesus as a carpenter, as a man of long ago in the Bible? Or will we see him as the mighty Son of God? I pray that we'd see him as the mighty Son of God. And when our faith does waver, think about the faith of this man. Thank you.